Welcome to Time with Abba, the Persian Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 22nd, 2020, day 22. Today's topic, follow Joseph's model to be a catalyst. To restore relationships. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 14 verses 1 to 7, Genesis chapter 44 verse 1 to chapter 45 verse 28, Matthew chapter 14 verses 13 to 36, Proverbs 4, verses 11 to 13. Today's main passage is from Genesis chapter 45, verses 1 to 28. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence?" So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard it, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and ruler of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me. You, your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds, and all you have, I will provide for you there, because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute. You can see for yourselves, and so can my brother Benjamin, that it is really I who am speaking to you. Tell my father about all the honor accorded me in Egypt and about everything you have seen, and bring my father down here quickly.' And he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and wept, and Benjamin embraced him, weeping. And he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Afterward, his brothers talked with him. When the news reached Pharaoh's palace that Joseph's brothers had come, Pharaoh and all his officials were pleased. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Tell your brothers, do this, load your animals and return to the land of Canaan, and bring your father and your families back to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you can enjoy the fat of the land. You are also directed to tell them, do this, take some cuts from Egypt for your children and your wives, and get your father and come. Never mind about your belongings, because the best of all Egypt will be yours." So the sons of Israel did this. Joseph gave them cuts as Pharaoh had commanded, and he also gave them provisions for their journey. To each of them he gave new clothing, but to Benjamin he gave 300 shekels of silver. And 5 sets of clothes. And this is what he sent to his father: 10 donkeys loaded with the best things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain and bread and other provisions for his journey. Then he sent his brothers away. And as they were leaving, he said to them, "Don't quarrel on the way." So they went up out of Egypt and came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan. They told him, "Joseph is still alive. In fact, he is ruler of all Egypt." Jacob was stunned. He did not believe them. But when they told him everything Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts Joseph had sent to carry him back, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. And Israel said, "I am convincing. My son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is follow Joseph's model to be a catalyst to restore relationships. This world is full of brokenness in families, churches, societies, and countries. It is to the point of out of control. Today's passage in Genesis gives us a lot of encouragement, because if we can follow Joseph's model to be a catalyst to restore relationships, your life will be a blessing to many people. Now, how to follow Joseph's model? I've got 4 steps. Number one. True brotherhood and passion. That's from Genesis chapter 45, verses 1 to 2. Number 2, no record of wrongs. Forgive and forget. That's from Genesis 4, chapter 45, verses 3 to 15. Number 3, gracious words, no more fights. And Genesis 45, verses 16 to 24. Number 4, the spirit revived, worship and offerings. Listen and obey. That's from Genesis chapter 45, verse 25 to chapter 6, verse 4. I need to read the passage. So they went up out of Egypt and came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan. They told him, "Joseph is still alive. In fact, he is ruler of all Egypt." Jacob was stunned. He did not believe them. But when they told him everything Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the cards Joseph had sent to carry him back, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. And Israel said, "I'm convinced my son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." So Israel set out with all that was his. And when he reached Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." "Here I am," he replied. "I am God, the God of your father," he said. "Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again." and Joseph's own hand will close your eyes. So, have you received today's message and know how to follow Joseph's model? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to follow Joseph's model to be a catalyst to revive people's souls and to restore relationships. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what have you learned from Joseph's life? Number two, what is your next step to be a catalyst to revive people's souls and to restore relationships? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.